Donc, I was trying to imagine what would be to look into the world through the eyes of an Arahant. I imagine something like looking at through the matrix, not being eluded or with the passion, like looking at people in the, like looking at children,
Yeah,
like a children's
chill.
game.
Yeah.
Is there something in the suttas regarding
I
the Buddha
don't.
view? Something like that.
Not really. What comes to mind is not a sutta quote, but there's a. What comes to mind is a question that somebody asked Lungta Mahabor, who is widely revered as an arhat. And he was asked, "What is the mind of an arhat like?" And he just sort of he just only compassion. It was really, really beautiful. It wasn't a long explanation of some sort of knowledge or whatnot, but that really cutting to the chase, only compassion. And I think my experience of living with Ajahn Chah, I would say that sense of compassion was his. I mean, his form of compassion could be pretty demanding sometimes, but it was I never ever. Never ever, and none of us that really were close to him never ever felt anything other than his concern and compassion, and sometimes he could be quite demanding, but it was more like, you can do this, just stop messing about.
Well, like the chief consultant in charge of the psychiatric hospital. What did they do? They did what today? Oh, man.
And it was just endless, boundless kind of patience with being, which didn't mean he didn't get exasperated sometimes, but it was always this humor around it. So, yeah, I can't believe what they imagine that, what the monks or the novices were up to again today. Yeah.
In the passage you read yesterday, that one adjective, from the point of view of an awakened person, the five aggregates come across as feeble,
Oh,
which is
word.
pretty telling. So what drives the whole world? Feeble is the
Word.
assessment of an arahant. It's like,
Yeah. It's not that compelling.